This episode of For the Love with Jen Hatmaker is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, difficult, even scary life things, and also small inconveniences that add up day after day. The thing is, when we keep them all bottled up on the inside and just try to grin and bear it, it can start to affect us and the people around us negatively. We may even isolate ourselves, which makes it even worse. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. This was the case for me when I was at the highest stress level in my life, where the stress was even having physical consequences for me. Therapy was a huge part of my healing journey to learn how to manage the stress. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forthelove today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthelove.
You guys, how important is sleep temperature? It's everything to me. And this is where Chili Pad by Sleep Me comes in. Its mission is to elevate the quality of human life through cool sleep. The Chili Pad bed cooling system is your new bedtime solution. It lets you customize your sleeping environment to your optimal temperature, ensuring you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Chili Pad works with your existing mattress. It's a water-based mattress topper that continuously controls your bed temperature from 55 to 115 degrees. It's designed for one or two sleepers. So if your partner likes to sleep at a different temperature or you only need it for one side of the bed, it still works. I just put this on top of my existing mattress and voila. So whether you're dealing with night sweats or simply seeking a better night's rest, Chili Pad is here to transform your existing mattress into a sanctuary of cool, relief, and comfort. Visit www.sleep.me/FTL to get your Chili Pad and save up to $315 with code FTL. This offer is exclusively available for the Love listeners. Only for a limited time. So order it today with free shipping and try it out for 30 days. You can return it for free if you don't like it with your sleep trial. So visit www.sleep.me/FTL because every woman deserves to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day ahead.
This is our seventh annual, if you can believe that, seventh annual gift guide. Favorite things gift guide. Hi.
Hi.
Look who's here with me. It's Sydney Hatmaker.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm so happy you're here. Sydney and I did gift guide 2 years ago outside by the big table, and we wore sweaters and pretended it was cool, but it was actually
so hot.
And so this year, thank goodness, we're doing it indoors. It is pouring rain outside. So also, this is a very delicious cocktail. Mm-hmm. This is brown sugar, bourbon, ginger beer.
We're drinking like it's cold outside.
It's so cute. And we've got a little something that goes with this drink in the gift guide, but just do wait. This is really fun. Sydney's 23. She graduated from the University of Texas in Austin with a degree in journalism just this very year.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Congratulations on that. We love Christmas. We cozy up and we watch the movies. We're not sorry about that. The last 3 years I've put up the tree in October.
Yeah.
And not sorry about that either.
Serious stuff.
Yeah. Do you have, while we're just sitting here reminiscing before we get to this beautiful stuff, a funny gift story to share with the people? I'm smiling because I know that she does. And it is technically at my expense,
yeah,
which is fair and also deserved.
Well, we've never let this one go. We talk about this constantly.
It is in our family vernacular. Would you like to tell them
the story? I would say usually you're a pretty good gift giver.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely get things that are personalized.
Yes.
But Maybe sometimes things get recycled. It happens.
Okay. In my sense, what had happened was, and this was like 6 or 7 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
In a good way, in a way that I love, sometimes vendors or companies will send me like one of their products and be like, do you like this? I think you would like this. I think your family might like it. You want to try it out and see if it's ever anything that you might ever want to like recommend. Well, it turns out that year they did send me something that I knew the people wanted because they asked for it. They had asked for a weighted blanket.
I mean, it was a good gift. It was something I enjoyed. But on Christmas, we're very serious about the gift giving operation or the gift opening
That's
operation.
Right.
Everyone does not just launch into opening everything.
It's not chaos.
No. Well, because watching people open the presents is almost as fun as receiving the presents.
Yes.
And so to this day, at our big ages, we go in age order, opening one
That's
gift
right.
at a time.
That's right.
And usually go from oldest to youngest. So I'm opening my gift second after Gavin.
Yeah.
And there's a note on it. And I'm like, oh, there's like a letter. And I just see something come over my mom's face. Like, there's a letter. And I turn it over and it says, dear Jen and his team, she scrambles across the living room, pulls it out of my hands. She's blushing. The whole room's laughing.
We laughed for 20 minutes.
Yes.
I didn't know they were going to put a note inside the interior box. I was just simply like, oh my God, I just got a weighted blanket in the mail and she asked for one. This is serendipity. But anyway, any gift is suspect or whatever. Yeah. The family just goes, dear Jen and team.
Oh, because don't forget, after I open my present, it goes to Caleb.
That's right.
He opens his, it looks suspiciously similar. He opens his package.
Well, I got two.
Dear Jen and team.
Well, I got two, and you both asked for one, and I'm real sorry. Anyway, dear Jen and team. So now you know about that. Thank you for sharing that. We've never told that story, by the way. So gift guide. Let's get back on track here. This is an exciting year for Gift Guide, and we're doing something we've never done before. If you've been around Gift Guide, again, our companies, they give back in some way, they have fair trade practices, they're sourced ethically, percentages of their profits give. That's been our grid to vet our companies. And so thus, we've usually had 10 to 15 companies with a conscience that we have featured with really specific products. This year, instead of curating across all these companies, we picked one company, arguably one of our favorite companies. This is one of our like treasured, beloved partners. We picked one company, and inside their incredible array, like they have a huge variety of products, we have curated for you what we think you will love for literally everybody on your whole list, kids, grandma, you. Yourself. Sometimes I end up buying for myself when I'm Christmas shopping. So this year, the entire gift guide is curated through 10,000 Villages. This is one of our favorite companies for super obvious reasons. They have very unique gifts, as you're about to see. By the way, let me just put this right up front before you forget it. As we go through what we love, what we've curated, you're going to get a code for absolutely everything. The code is Jen Hatmaker, just like that. And it is 15% off literally everything you buy. So that can be something that we've curated for you that you loved seeing on this, or it can be anything on the whole website. So if you pop over there and you discover, oh, so-and-so would actually love this and Jen didn't feature that one, doesn't matter. The code still works for you. So Jen Hatmaker, 15% off everything at 10,000 Villages. Let me tell you a little bit about this company if you're not familiar with them. So this is a maker to market movement, and they're not flash in the pan. This is a fair trade organization where they connect artisans in low income or lower resourced communities with conscious, intentional customers in the U.S., with these very purposeful and ethically sourced, handcrafted, handmade, gorgeous products, gifts, housewares, jewelry. Well, you're going to see. We've got a wide variety for you today. And every single thing has meaning behind it. So this is such a beautiful model. And just in case you're thinking, well, is this sustainable? Is this going to work? This is what everybody seems to be talking about these days. 10,000 Villages has been doing business exactly like this with this model since 1946. So isn't that wonderful? Like a real early adopter to this model, what it could look like to connect our very powerful consumer dollars over here, where we have more than we need. And with these artisans who don't have connection to the market. So thus we have 10,000 Villages, which just by the numbers you can see has been an incredibly powerful and essential and productive company for all these years. I can't do math. Let's think. 1946. Which one of us is going to get to it first?
That's 79 years.
Nice. She did just get a college degree.
I was going to say, it's that college degree coming through.
It sure is.
Welcome.
Oh, I'm so proud. So here's the bottom line. You can feel good literally on every level when you buy anything at all from 10,000 Villages. So whether it's something like you want to keep for yourself, or obviously for gifts for the people that you love, and they're gorgeous. We're not just messing around here, and you're going to see that. I mean, talk about just, I don't know, the Christmas season is bananas with giving and purchasing and just so much like thoughtless and endless spending and stuff that's going to end up in the landfill literally by January. We have said for years, there just has to be a better way. Like, we just have to be able to do this better in a way that does not injure our conscience all the time for the way we want to be consumers. You're a really good consumer. Like, this is a part of your ethics, wouldn't you say?
I try to only shop sustainably from ethical brands. And I think it can cost more sometimes, but then I think those objects have more value and they last longer and you can feel good about it. So that's always been the way I go.
Yep, you do. You do. And when you don't source them brand new, you do thrift.
Always estate sales.
Yep.
I've gotten some good stuff from our Christmas show before. I was just telling Mom earlier, still my favorite jeans are the Able jeans that I got from the little Christmas show we did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Wore them yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
That makes me, that pleases me. That pleases my heart. Let's get into it. You want to see what we love? Now look. All you'll have to do is be on the 10,000 Villages website for about half a minute and you're going to see how much they offer. Like, their categories are so broad. Their offerings are so many. So we've picked some of our tip top favorites for 2023, a curated list for you. But again, like I said, Jen Hatmaker is your code, which is 15% off anything you select from 10,000 Villages this year. So let's start with the kitchen people. You are.
Sometimes.
You aspire to be.
Sure.
Is that fair?
I like cute kitchen things and putting them on display.
Same. And then I actually use them.
Sure.
So that'll be your next phase.
Right.
So let's talk about this first of all. Y'all would have known this would be one of the first things I picked. I shouldn't probably pick this up, but it is a teeny, so darling little handmade charcuterie board. Isn't it pretty? I don't know. I wish you could see this better. But this is also a hand carved that matches little like dip knife. Dip knife. Like, I would put pimento cheese on this.
I should put it right on my
Matches the cheese board. It's a beautiful serving set. Like, this is the hot finish right now. Kind of sort of a brass.
Yeah.
I love it too.
Charcuterie never goes out of style. You know, Gen Z calls it girl dinner.
Is that real?
Girl dinner is when you just eat a dinner made of all your little things. Maybe some cherries, maybe some cheese and crackers, maybe a little ice cream, and then it's dinner. Girl dinner.
I want that.
We have girl dinner all the time. But you call it chip dinner, chip and dip dinner.
Oh, that's true. I like this one because it's so sweet and little. I have quite a few charcuterie boards or like serving platters that are just big and massive. But how sweet is this if you like put out your little truffles on it or some cute thing? Anyway, this is darling. This is good for anybody. This is what you get for someone when you're like, I don't know what they love. They'll love this. They will love this beautiful. And of course, it's like the, what do you call this? Like
live
natural
edge.
Natural edge. Yeah. And so they just went with the piece of wood they had. Ditto this. Okay.
Gorge.
So, Gorge. Love it. This is created by artisans working with Sasha exports. And they are helping textile makers earn sustainable incomes. And this is one of the products. Next up, for the drinkers, again, I'm going to try to pull this close so you can see the etching on this shaker. I don't know if you can see it, but you'll be able to see it when you go to the website. Look at this view. We're drinking right out of it. Right this very second. Oh, yeah. Listen, these are for your non-drinkers too. Mocktail drinkers deserve to have an icy mocktail poured into their beautiful glass. And so again, no one's not happy to get a gorgeous piece for their bar. Look how pretty this would look back here. This matches my life. This matches my aesthetic.
It'll match your new charcuterie sets.
I like where your head's at. Okay. This is just too fun. We couldn't resist putting this on the list for the kitchen people.
You guys. Like a little kitsch.
This is a pizza cutter. Could you die? Look. It's the cutest thing. You just put it on your pizza. For your pizza makers. I would freak out if I opened this. Hey, look what's here. Here's a cookbook somebody wrote.
That's crazy.
That's weird. There is a recipe for pizza in here. Homemade pizza, which we love. It's one of our family values. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Ooh, I love a white mushroom pizza, but I think the best pizza places, you can just get cheese. That's perfect.
Do you think so?
Just good crust, good sauce. You don't need anything on it.
Some of the big fancy food people say that they judge a pizza place by its cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Then you get fancy with like the mushrooms and like the onions or whatever, but that's it. Just set this out. If you have a little pizza making night, we've done that a bunch of times where everybody makes their own individual pizzas, which is a really fun party idea. We've done them out on the grill too. And then you have your little stations with all your little toppings. And this is what they cut their pizza with. You're a queen if that's your party. You are a queen. Okay, let's move on to jewelry.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I know you are. Look at you. You're a person who cares
about
this. I
like a bold ring.
Yeah, you do. And also this is very bold. It's very Titanic. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've actually never seen the Titanic.
What? This cannot be true.
Isn't that crazy?
There's no way this is the true thing.
Yeah.
At this point, is it like a stance?
Mm. It's not even a stance at this point. It's not even a resistance. It just never happens.
I'm shook. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, is it a pretty necklace from the Titanic that you're referencing?
Well, yeah, if you like the Diamond of the Sea, or what's it called, Chelsea?
I don't remember.
It's the Diamond of the Sea.
It's something
like
this.
I think
like
it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no pressure.
I maybe we'll change that tonight.
I feel really compelled to watch it with people. It's 3 hours long.
That's a lot of hours. James
honey,
Cameron.
Honey. That movie came out the year that I graduated from college. Okay. And it was my first year of being a teacher. I was a fourth grade teacher.
Yeah.
And during like tests or silent work or like read time or whatever, I would play like gentle music in the background on my boombox for my students. And I played the instrumental soundtrack of Titanic for my students. And at this point, we'd all seen it, even the fourth graders, I guess. And I remember one time they're taking a test. I'm playing the music. There's a very iconic sound that's like on a flute or something. And all of a sudden I hear sobbing. And I look up, one of my dearest students is sobbing. And she's like, Mrs. Hamaker, I just cannot listen to this song and take this test. Because it's a devastating movie.
That is precious.
I just turned it off.
That's so funny.
She was just dripping tears right on her little test scantron. Felt real bad. Let's go to jewelry. Okay. I really, really love this story. First of all, I love these. I will wear these a million times. They're just simple, long, straight gold with like teeny little lettering on it. They're so pretty, but let me tell you the meaning of these and the rings that I'm about to show you. These are from Cambodia, from an artisan group in Cambodia. And so after decades of war and violence in their country, their ground, their land was kind of littered with bullet casings and bombs, like old bombs and all this stuff, landmines. And so this artisan group has gone through their land, super cute, picked up all of that like shrapnel, essentially metal, and turn it into jewelry. So it's like beautiful to look at, super symbolic too, just literally like worn to peace, if you will. And so, in fact, the earrings here, which is hard to see, but right down here at the very bottom, it's inscribed with the Khmer word for peace. So these are meaningful, meaningful presents, including the rings. I'm in, yeah. So into like a lot of rings.
But you, I like a stack.
I know that you do. Ooh. So I like these because it's sterling and brass metal mixed, which is super trendy right now. Like I'm seeing,
I just started mixing my metals.
That's right. I'm seeing that the influencers are mixing their metals, and I'm learning that that is a possibility now. Ooh, real cute. Yeah, I wish you could see these, but you can get a better look at these on the website. These are gorgeous. Again, no fail.
Yeah.
Like this is a no fail gift, genuinely. And all the price point is you're going to be thrilled when you see the price point on everything. These are super, super affordable already. And then you get 15% off. Bye. See you never. There go those. She's wearing every piece of jewelry that used to be on the table.
Or you have a 15% discount.
You are not wrong. You are not wrong. So there goes those. Okay, let's move on to your book, people. How about a gift for somebody who loves reading, loves books, loves literature, and happens to love really cute decor?
They're quotation marks.
Look, let's pick them up. We very sneakily put mine and Tyler's books right here. So sorry about that. Oh yeah, there you go, Sydney. That's a better look.
I love the brass. I like that they look like handmade.
Hair cultures.
The metal's kind of hammered. I don't know if you can see it. Like, I don't, I'm trying to.
How cute. Do not take these. I want to have these. These are, again, I'm going to be delighted if somebody gave me this. This to me says, I know you. I know you love words. I know you love writing. I know you love reading. Like, this is so thoughtful and darling. Okay, these are made by an artisan group called Noah's Ark in India, just in case you wanted to know.
Gorge.
Okay, let's talk more about like your reading sort of cozy person. This is literally called the Rainy Day Mug, and you can see why. Can you see the little hand-painted raindrops both inside and outside? This mug, there's no other way to say it, but it's cozy. Give somebody your very favorite book and this little mug and be like, here is a beautiful morning in a gift box.
So cute.
This one is made actually in Vietnam. I actually love the artisan group out of Vietnam that 10,000 Villages always features. It's always some of my favorite products in everything that they have. It's from their Vietnamese group. So this one's in partnership with CraftLink, which is a nonprofit that works with Vietnamese artisans. And their focus is on Vietnamese artisans with disabilities. So where's the downside? None. There is none. Isn't that cute?
I just took my first ceramics class, and I have so much respect for handmade pottery now. Throwing on a wheel is so hard, and it takes so much time. I was humbled. My Pinterest board had some real ambitious projects on there.
But it was harder than you thought?
Yeah, I was just trying to get something that stood upright. But then to class.
Did you get one?
I succeeded a couple times. I did.
Are you making something on Christmas?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, you are right. That is a craft. Like, that is a skill. I do recommend you check out everything from this particular artisan group. I think you're going to love it, but this coffee mug is too precious. If you gave me the bookends and this mug and said, welcome to your little reading corner, I don't even. You're my new favorite person. Okay. Let's move into like Christmas vibes. You know who I'm talking about right now. Like your person that has 25 Christmas bins in their attic. We can't get enough. Always like adding to the Christmas collection. I know exactly who that would be. So we've got some really, really cute kind of Christmas themed gifts. Also, these are really great for Secret Santa, the person that you draw their name at work, your teacher gifts. Like these are really, really great where you're like, well, who wouldn't love this to add to their Christmas repertoire? So here we go. First of all, holiday soaps. Let's smell.
I've been waiting to smell these.
These are, smell this one. Oh, this one's gingerbread.
You know we love ginger.
These are handcrafted in small batches by traditional soap makers, and that matters because that's a thing. In India, you cannot imagine how this smells.
Which one do you have?
I have peppermint.
Peppermint's one of my favorite flavors. Yeah. And then this one is mistletoe.
What does mistletoe smell like? I don't know. I was just thinking that.
Oh, it smells very gardeny. Mm-hmm.
It smells good. Sense.
So these come in sets. And how sweet are they? That's I like to pull in seasonal smells into my house. And so this is a fantastic. The price point on these, you guys, is so, so affordable. And so these are lovely, thoughtful, interesting gifts at a super affordable price, plus 15% off. Do better than that. Oh, here's a really interesting one, sis. We put this on the list because it was just such an interesting idea. We have gift wrap, like non-traditional gift wrap that are upcycled saris. You know, the saris.
Yeah.
This from India. And so you get this package of saris. You can do it with like really cute twine, kind of the earthy, what's the word? Not raffia, but something like that. Wouldn't that be so pretty if that's how you wrapped your presents and these were all underneath your tree?
You could do like a traditional Christmas wrap on it too.
Or you like use this for the bow.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what could be part of the gift too, because it's definitely reusable as a scarf.
100%.
Sorry, like, I just like put this in my hair.
Give it a little time. Okay, let's just see how you might style this. Mm-hmm. You are so right. It's the perfect size.
Yeah.
Right. We don't throw this away in the giant trash bag with the like other wrapping paper trash. These are keepers. It's a really cute idea and I like it.
Okay.
So the sari gift wrap. Or just get that for yourself and use it for your own gift wrapping this holiday. Let's talk about a couple of ornaments. I want to talk about this ornament. First of all, this is made in this really old-fashioned artwork. Like this kind of art dates back hundreds of years. It's recycled paper and they wind it around these coils. They wind around a quill.
Wow, can you see that?
That's really intricate.
Yes. And then, so it's just a really specific kind of art. It's hard for you to see from back here. This would take me 3 days mm-hmm. to make. I don't know how long it takes, but it's beautiful.
We've had like an ornament tradition every year where we all get a new ornament. And on the day that we put up the Christmas tree, we open it, hang it on last. And Mom tried to stop doing it because now we're all like 20 years old. We protested.
It was such a mutiny.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's so many of you and I've been doing this for so long. Yeah. And then also the ornaments need to be thoughtful. So like when I get ornaments, I try to pick an ornament that like fits your particular year. Mm-hmm. So like the year Sydney turned 16 and got her driver's license, she got like a car. Like, do you see what I'm saying? But it's just, this is hard and I'm tired. And so I'm like, 1 year, I'm like, no, we're not doing any ornaments anymore. You're adults. You don't live here. And they're like, the hell we aren't. And so I'm stuck in the ornament, the yearly ornament, meaningful ornament, like charade for the rest of my life. Speaking of though, meaningful ornaments, we could not help it. You know how we feel about elephants in this community. Look at this beautiful thing.
Gorgeous. And it's kind of like a puppy. Anyway, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to put this right on.
I have so many elephant ornaments. And that's going to go into my collection. Okay, let's finally round out the Christmas goodies with this nativity. We worked really hard to get all this correct. We're sure that there's the Jesus and the Mary and the Joseph. Here's our wise men. All of our little... Look at this. Now, do you want to know what's precious about this besides it being beautiful? This is obviously hand-carved out of olive wood. Right near Bethlehem. I mean, it is giving serious baby Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is from that region and it's so beautiful. Like this particular wood is just so gorgeous. You can see the grain. It's real smooth. This is so pretty. So whoever you have in your life that is the nativity collector, no fail. Okay, moving on. Let's go into the plant era. I am a new plant person. I don't know if you heard. And I'm an indoor plant person. And Sydney was my tutor. My tutor, my planter, my curator, my potter. And now I have, I think you put 12 plants in the inside of my house.
You went hard.
Could have been too much. I don't know. They're all thriving currently.
They're doing amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, who's your plant person? These are your gifts for your plant person. Even your aspirational plant person who's like, I could attempt one succulent inside my house. That is fine because first of all, get excited because look at this planter. I'm sorry, we cannot help ourselves with the elephants, but this like ceramic elephant planter, this is from Bangladesh. Handmade, obviously, in Bangladesh, and it is just adorable. What plant would you put in this?
I was thinking a little succulent would be cute.
I was thinking that too. This particular artisan group represents more than 4,000 women in Bangladesh and over like 154 workshops. So this is a real thriving and flourishing group in that part of the country. Wouldn't that be so cute? I'm gonna put something.
Doing your elephants.
Yeah, I know. You know, I like what I like. And I really like these.
I know. I just love brass.
Me too. So here's another set of planters. It has a smaller one that goes with it. Same finish with that kind of scalloped edge. I don't know if you can tell. And it is just gorgeous. That's kind of the vibe I have in my house is this finish. So I'm going to literally pot in both of these. That's a great gift. I mean, I can just tell you now as somebody who feels invested in plants, like if you give me that, I'm thrilled because planters are like, they get to be expensive when you're a person who's putting plants in pots all the time. There is.
A thoughtful gift could be to like pick a plant for someone to pot it in here yourself. Could be really nice.
That is so thoughtful. That is so thoughtful. Like give somebody a plant. It's giving like, I'm giving you beautiful flower vibes, except it won't die. Well, I mean, it might. They might kill it, but that will not be your fault. That is a really thoughtful gift. So again, super affordable, but really highly meaningful. So that should be exactly our ethos on Christmas gift buying. I said earlier when I saw this reminds me of you, some sort of hippy dippy. It's a wind chime, but it's really awesome to look at. Isn't this pretty? Yeah. And it's like, this is made by ASHA, which is a fair trade organization. This represents more than 6,500 artisans in India. This is so pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty. You can just really tell up close that it's handmade.
Yeah.
The details are pretty on the soldering.
Yeah. The ASHA means hope in Sanskrit. And they work with their artisans in really powerful ways. They provide educational assistance for their kids, medical treatment, health center, a savings program for the artisans and their spouses, educational products, relief projects. It's like, it's an incredible artisan group. And you can tell because also these are all, I kind of want to say irregular. Like you can just tell they're handmade. These are not like punched out by a stamp in a factory. These are all like individual, beautiful. That's nice. I'm going to hang this by my porch swing.
Yeah.
We only have two left, guys. Just out of the stuff that we've curated. Again, there's so much more to choose from over at the website at 10,000 Villages. And Jen Hatmaker is your code for 15% off anything and everything, whether we chose it for our little favorite list or not. Let's talk about this. We're still in interior home stuff, which is like one of my favorite. This is a candle holder with tea lights. And this is so pretty. The candle holder was made from recycled like Coke bottles, like soda bottles that they melted down at a really, they smashed and then melted down at really, really high temps and then swirled together. And it's lovely, isn't it?
That'll look cool with the light coming through.
Okay.
That is a crazy light.
I just bought it.
You don't know. It's so dramatic.
Well, I know. You're not wrong. This is a process that has been passed down through the generations in the West Bank. Okay? So this is, oh, isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, I big love that. Mm. So this process, this creative process comes from the West Bank, and this particular candle holder actually comes straight from the Holy Lands. The tea lights have like really interesting scents, like geranium and cypress and jasmine, bergamot. Do you see it? Bergamot?
Okay.
And the tea lights are made in India by a company called Silence, which is a project for artisans who are deaf or physically disabled. And they make all those beautiful tea lights. And so, again, in India, which is a country where unemployment is already so high, people with disabilities, people who are deaf or hearing impaired have such a hard time finding meaningful employment. And so cannot go wrong with this gorgeous gift. Finally, this is made in Nepal.
Ooh.
Again, when you're not sure what to get for somebody, this is a neck wrap that you warm up in the microwave to like soothe your tired muscles. Who wouldn't love that? Or you can freeze it.
Yeah.
Like if you're tight or sore and you need a cold compress, you can put it in the freezer and use it that way. It's nice and heavy. It's like a rice baby.
Yeah,
it's like a rice baby, exactly. But also it's so cute, like with this fabric and the linens that they use. And it's, of course, handcrafted, everything is.
You give it your little wrap and it's like a nice warm compress. And then you watch Titanic and you drink your bourbon.
Kate Winslet.
Oh, she's so cute. Do I look cozy?
You look so cozy, like with your head wrap. All the jewelry, the neck wrap, and your bourbon. Is there anything else that you would like to put on? Or so cute. I love all this stuff. I love 10,000 Villages. It's such an honor to get to partner with such a good company. And just to know that every single one of you that I kind of slightly shove, push, nudge to go over and look at their website means that people around the world have their jobs for another day. I love it. And plus, it's just gorgeous stuff. I mean, there's no corners cut here. Not a corner to be had. Like, these are beautiful handmade products. So even if you don't even care about the supply chain or fair trade, you could give a care. They are still absolutely stunning products that anybody would love to get as a gift. So one last time, that's it. That's our curated list. And you can go over to the 10,000 Villages website, or you can go to jenhatmaker.com/gift guide, where we'll have all of this incredibly laid out for you. And then you can use the code JenHatmaker and get 15% off all of it. So beautiful.
Awesome.
Gorgeous stuff. We love what we love, but you may love what you love. So go find out. In the meantime, thank you, 10,000 Villages, for being such an incredible company decade after decade after decade after decade. You're so trustworthy and you're so good. And so many other companies have modeled their businesses after you because you have proved that you can do right by your company, by your artisans, by your pay scale, by the way in which you do business and still create gorgeous stuff. So I love it. And we're thrilled to feature you this year in the 2023 Gift Guide. Okay, that's it. Thank you for being with me.
Of course.
Cheers. And cheers to you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We just love you. We love bringing you our favorite things, and we hope that you love them too.